Picture this. You're in the garage, hands covered in grease, just finished tuning up your engine with a part you found on eBay, and you realize, you know what? I could also use new brakes. So where do you go next? Back to eBay. You can find anything there. It's unreal. Wipers, headlights, even cold air intakes, it's all there. And you've got eBay Guaranteed Fit. You order a part, and if it doesn't fit, send it back. Simple as that. Look, DIY fixes can be major. Doesn't matter if it's just maintenance or a major mod. You got it, especially when things are guaranteed to fit. So when you dive into your next car project, start with eBay. All the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Welcome to a very special edition of TFL Talking Trucks podcast. It's because I'm in the wild. I'm on location. I'm in Joshua Tree, California, and I'm joined by Brent Combs. Hey, Brent.
Hey.
So we know each other. We kind of go back a few years.
Yeah.
So we used to talk heavy-duty Ram trucks, light-duty Ram trucks, but here you brought out your entire lineup for what you call sport trucks.
Yeah, our sport truck lineup.
Yeah, so this is 2025 Ram 1500 Warlock, Rebel and Rebel X specifically, mm-hmm. and of course the RHO. So you're kind of the man, right?
I wouldn't say that.
Well, I mean, of course there's a giant team, right, that brings these trucks to life. But you're the man because you kind of know some of the history, some of the options, available features. So I thought, you know, many people may not understand what the Warlock actually is.
Yeah.
So we can kind of walk over truck by truck and kind of show each one of these sport trucks, starting with the more affordable one and kind of moving up into the high performance trucks.
Okay, great. Yeah, no, yeah. A lot of time and effort went into offering a sport truck to the entire segment. And so really exciting to have everything from the Warlock to the RHO and everything in between. And like you said, the Warlock is the perfect place to start. We're talking about low to mid 50 MSRP built on our Tradesman trim. And so you have a little bit of that more utilitarian appointments and features,
yeah.
But you're bringing in some of that off-road content from the Rebel. And the Rebel has done nothing but grow over the last 10 years. And we can talk a little bit more of that when we move on to the Rebel X. But and that content has been fantastic for a lot of people. And we wanted to bring that into a more entry-level pickup. But this doesn't look like an entry-level pickup. I mean, this truck is sharp. Black front, the 18-inch wheels, and those Rebel tires set it off, especially with that little bit of raised lift.
Yeah, and actually, like 33s. I mean, so if you didn't want like a Warlock, a Rebel, or RHO, I mean, I guess you could just start with a four-wheel drive Ram 1500, right?
That's right.
But we're talking about like specialty trucks. You call the other trucks core, is that right?
Yeah, our core lineup is the trims that you've kind of come to know from Ram. And our Tradesman is that work truck, kind of commercial-based truck. And then we worked up to the Bighorn in the past, and that's really where the mainstream, and really the volume came from. And that's because we brought in nice-looking wheels, a center console, some of those comfort features that you come to expect from even a cloth seat truck. And you got a lot of that, the Bighorn, and a good value. And so that's why it's been such a big piece of our lineup for so long. Yeah. And then you worked into Laramie, which brought in some of the soft surfaces, some of the bigger screens and tech and leather. And then, you know, kind of our top trim in the past had been limited.
Yeah.
We took that to another level with tungsten, but that's our core lineup.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But DC politicians want to change that with the Durbin Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
The sport truck lineup is meant to bring in that off-road presence, that cool look and that attitude. And I think even though this truck is a Tradesman and has this Tradesman front end, mm-hmm. it's tough. It looks good. It looks like a sport truck, and it belongs with that stance and tires and wheels.
Well, I noticed something interesting. Let's kind of discuss where the Warlock name kind of came from in the lineup. But I noticed, looking at the front of this truck, I mean, we have LED lamps, projection lamps, right?
That's right.
And we get some features. I even see like a radar in the bumper of this truck. I mean, it has a lot of features you didn't expect in this beginner truck, right? Yeah. All kind of rolled into one.
Yeah. So for that first part, the history of Warlock.
Yeah.
We've had the Warlock name in the family since Dodge pickups way back in the day. And so there's a little bit of heritage there, right?
So like
of a sportier look decades ago. Dodge pickup, right? Yes. With a little bit sportier look and an affordable package. So that name makes a lot of sense for this truck. But like we talked about earlier today, the sport truck subsegment has become a bigger and bigger piece. And so that's what we were trying to find with the Warlock, is a little bit mix of that affordable sportiness, but with the off-road chops from the Rebel.
All right.
And what you pointed out with the headlights and some of the features is true. And that comes with our entire 25 Ram 1500 lineup. And that's part of our refresh for 2025, was bringing a lot of that content into Tradesman in general. So even our commercial version of the Tradesman pickup has adaptive cruise control, which is why you see the radar there, and has LED headlights, and has the new electrical architecture that allows for some of the safety features like emergency braking and pedestrian detection and the larger screens and some of those things that are now standard.
Yeah.
Because even though those are features that are valuable, they're not just for luxury truck customers. Those are things that are important to commercial customers and to sport truck customers.
I mean, visibility and safety is important to every single person out there, and you bring in that here.
But not only that headlight looks a million times better. Yeah. Like, let's be honest, that headlight is a huge improvement for the visual of the front of the truck.
And we're looking at this truck in red. So it's obviously just a full-on four-door crew cab.
That's right.
Right. And that's the only way the Warlock comes in, right?
That's correct.
Crew cab with a 5.7 bed.
Four-wheel drive.
And you can get a little badge here, this little decal on the side of the bed, so you kind of know what you're kind of looking at.
Yeah. Yep. And so you're seeing that raised ride height, so you have an inch lift. You've got the Warlock decal. You've got the tires that are from the Rebel, but it's a unique wheel to the Warlock. It is not the same wheel as the Rebel. There's still some differentiation
there. Well, there needs to be a differentiation right. And then I think where we can peek, let's peek in the front, because Bilstein shocks, right, on the Warlock as well.
Yep.
Let's see if we can peek in. Maybe you can put the camera here, Jen. You can kind of see the blue right there. So that's also pretty important. I mean, it's a little bit of an upgrade in shock technology as well.
Absolutely. It's got the off-road chops of the Rebel.
And then I see the SST here on the hood, which means now it's a 3-liter twin turbo, right?
That's right.
Straight six turbo.
The standard output version of the straight six turbo, the Hurricane engine, and that is also the only way the Warlock is equipped.
Okay. So it's a little bit more simple, right? You don't have to make a lot of decisions when you're buying one of these
trucks.
That's
right.
Let me pop the hood really quick.
Okay.
Let me see. Yeah, here it is. It says twin turbo. So 420
horsepower. 420
horsepower. Right off the bat.
469 pound-feet of torque.
Okay.
So it's no joke. It's big upgrades from the 5.7.
And of course, 8-speed is still there.
8-speed.
8-speed automatic. So you have all that stuff. And you said the starting price of the Warlock is like mid-50s, right?
Yes.
And of course, can you option it with some extra stuff?
You can get a little bit of extras. But remember, that comes with everything we talked about. That's crew cab, four-wheel drive, with all the equipment we talked about and the SO.
And this engine.
So there's a lot that's standard inside of that 54. I mean, that's the way this truck's equipped.
Okay. My favorite feature is not under the hood, although this is a lot of power, and I love driving this engine. My favorite feature is the front seat, actually. Can we show that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me open the door here. So my wife and I, we have a small ski boat, and we sometimes take a lot of people to the lake. And this truck is six passengers.
And it's relatively comfortable in that middle seat too.
Yeah, because the shifter obviously is out of the way, you know, so you do have a little bit of space there in the middle.
Yeah.
Let me actually put down the center console so we can kind of see that.
There's some storage underneath as well.
Okay, let's show that. Let's see. So a little couple cubbies. There's some storage here. Actually pretty large. You could put like a small laptop or something.
Yeah.
Something like that in there. Let me see. And then you could pull this. If you're not carrying, I would say six people, like I said, lake, like, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes. Like, you probably don't want to go cross country.
Yeah.
With six people, but like a shorter trip. Or you're going maybe to 4th of July or something. You want to bring some people with you.
Yeah.
And these seats are cloth, but like you said, they're pretty comfy.
Yeah, it's the new kind of sport seat design. They're comfortable. They're a little bolstered, and they look sharp.
I can see a couple things. Like I said, towing is important, right? No matter what truck you're buying. I see tow haul mode. This one doesn't appear to have like a brake controller, right? That's could probably be added.
Correct. Yeah, and that would be the location for it if it had trailer brake controller.
Yeah. But 8-inch screen, I mean, simple gauges.
And that 8.4-inch screen is the connected version. So previously, if you were in a Big Horn or, you know, a tradesman level Ram 1500, that would have been more of a recessed screen with the trim that kind of protruded and then you reached in for that. This is the connected version. So you've got that nice kind of piano gloss around it.
Okay.
It's flush mounted and it's a connected radio.
And I kind of like this shelf. It's really usable. This shelf above the glove box. It's quite usable.
Yeah, it's a lot of good space. You know, in some of the other trims, we've got a door there for that cubby. But in the more kind of utilitarian version, it's nice to have quick, easy access to gloves or whatever you need to store there.
And as always, I noticed this like way back in February at the launch event of the 25 lineup, the switches are new.
Yes.
Like the locks and windows are new.
The switches are new. And I'm not sure that either of these trucks have it, but when we get into our new tow mirrors for the 2025, there's a lot of functionality there. And so we brought in with some of our new switches, the ability to control all those different things in the new tow
and mirrors. And I love it because it's all in one switch.
Yeah.
Because some manufacturers, you know, you have to click here to extend, here to fold, something else, but it's all in one switch.
Yeah. And even in our old heavy duty, there was a separate button to switch to the convex. Because we were the only ones that had power convex, so you had to hit that button to switch over to it. That's all kind of integrated into one switch bank now.
Let's show the back seat really quick.
All right.
Yeah, so you've got some flat floor, right? And quite a lot of room, actually. Let me get in. You know, I never complain about the room in one of these, right? So, I mean, lots of space. You could set this down, one-handed operation. I really love that. You know, no latches to pull or anything like that. Even cup holders here in the back seat as well.
Yeah. And large HVAC.
Oh, yes. Even with a six-seat configuration.
That's right.
So that's pretty cool. And a little cubby in here. So yeah, a lot of usable features. And I think it kind of takes care of, like, you're not losing a lot of towing capacity, right? In one of the Warlocks, right? Because
no,
you're adding some, you know, off-road tires, but you're actually retaining a lot of the features and capability.
Yeah, absolutely. The Tradesman is typically our max tow truck. And so you're basing it off of one of our lighter, more capable vehicles. And sure, you're adding a little bit of that content. But in general, yeah, these are going to be some of our best towers.
Sweet. Alrighty. Are we forgetting anything on the Warlock? I guess, I mean, it's now part of the lineup completely, right? I mean, before, there was a classic truck that was also the Warlock.
Yeah.
And the DT.
That's right. So, you know, we talked about the heritage of Warlock back to the old Dodge pickup days. But then when we had our Ram 1500 Classic, Warlock was a little bit sportier version or trim of that classic truck, and it stood out because it had black 20s and it had a little bit more of the old school Rebel kind of look to the front of it, but it was an appearance type package, and we really wanted to bring the off-road content to this one. I think, you know, that's what makes this truck special. And even in 23 and 24, when we had a Ram 1500 Warlock in a similar configuration, it wasn't the new Ram 25. It wasn't the 25 model year Ram 1500 that had all the content that we just talked about. And so, you know, it didn't have the LED headlights. It didn't have adaptive cruise control and pedestrian detection and emergency braking and the connected screens and a lot of the comfort features that I think are Apple CarPlay and Android Auto is another huge one, right? That's a deal breaker for a lot of people. And so I think bringing some of that content into the Tradesman trim, especially in the Warlock, is going to bring a lot more people into this one.
Alrighty, well, let's move on to the next truck.
Okay.
Let's take a look at the Rebel.
Picture this. You're in the garage, hands covered in grease, just finished tuning up your engine with a part you found on eBay, and you realize, you know what? I could also use new brakes. So where do you go next? Back to eBay. You can find anything there. It's unreal. Wipers, headlights, even cold air intakes, it's all there. And you've got eBay Guaranteed Fit. You order a part, and if it doesn't fit, send it back. Simple as that. Look, DIY fixes can be major. Doesn't matter if it's just maintenance or a major mod. You got it, especially when things are guaranteed to fit. So when you dive into your next car project, start with eBay. All the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
So the truck you see here in the lineup in the middle, before we get to the RHO, is something, this is a 2025 model, once again, Rebel X. And at first, some people think that X is just a cool letter to have.
True.
But it actually has a meaning, right?
That's right.
It's a number 10.
Yeah. It's the Rebel X is to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Rebel. So it's kind of incredible that the 1500 Rebel has been around for 10 years. And we talked about the growth of this sport truck subsegment, and this truck has been a huge piece of that for 10 years. And it's been super cool for 10 years, and we want to celebrate that. And so we did that with a exclusive color to the Rebel 10. So the only way to get this Mojave Sand paint color is with the Rebel X, as well as some unique badging and some interior appointments, as well as some of the content that comes with our Rebel GT. So lots of cool content, and it will only be available for the 2025 model year.
Alrighty. But of course you can get the Rebel and Rebel X in other colors.
That's right.
Right?
You can get the Rebel X in all the Rebel colors.
Okay.
But you can't get a Rebel, regular Rebel, in the Mojave Sand.
Now I see immediately, by the way, I didn't want to brag too much, but I was actually on that first launch event of the first Rebel.
Yeah.
2015 model. It was in Flagstaff, Arizona. I remember that clearly because Nathan Adlin, another my TFL colleague, were there together filming. We were at the Cinder Hills Park in Arizona. It was pretty incredible.
Yeah.
It was kind of a new thing that, I mean, there were special off-road models, you know, from many manufacturers, but Rebel kind of stood out. It just elevated it a little bit.
It had an attitude, right? Yeah. We have off-road groups, and we have an off-road package available on all of our core trims, right? Yeah. Where you can get a skid plate and you can get, off-road shocks. But the Rebel has the look and the presence, and it brought some of that into the interior as well, with more of a sport seat, some red accents, you know, really sport, you know, a lot of sport look. And so I think it brought a little bit more to the table and made you feel like you have, you know, a really cool off-road performance truck.
But even looking from the front, let's kind of compare it to the Warlock a little bit. It seems like the front is sitting a little higher here in the Rebel as well.
It's the 1-inch lift. Yeah.
Even over the Warlock, is that correct? Or are they about the same height?
This one might be equipped with air suspension. Okay. Rebel is available with air suspension. I haven't checked.
Do you want to take a look?
Yeah, let me check. This one is not air suspension.
Not. Okay.
It should be about the same ride height as the Warlock without air suspension.
But it has a slightly different look. So like the bumper.
Yeah, you're getting the fender flares.
The bumper cut out, right? So this area.
Yep.
Is a little bit higher, better approach angle.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff. And I think, I don't know, do you know about like the skid plate packages? Like, is it a little bit more protection under there?
Than the Warlock?
Yeah.
It's a similar underbody skid plate.
Okay. But I can kind of see also a lot of the features like the adaptive cruise control sensors, you know, the grill. The grill is obviously different.
Yeah, the grill was updated for 2025, and especially when you're taking a look at the RHO at the same time, you can tell that that's the look we were going for. They really tried to kind of widen that out, more aggressive stance, a little bit narrower headlight, and it's really to match you know, the RHO and to give it that look. And I think they did a really nice job with that. This truck has the sport hood, which really differentiates it from the Warlock as well. That little bit of that height might just come from, you know, the height of the hood.
Yeah.
Which looks really good.
Yeah, and the, like different kind of like vent and a little bit different hood.
Yeah, textures and hood badging all different. And then you're also getting your fender flares on the Rebel, which give it a little bit of width.
Wider,
it's kind of in there in between the Warlock and the actual change in sheet metal when it comes to the RHO. Also, upgraded wheel. This Rebel wheel is one of my favorites in the entire lineup. It just looks really sharp, but also aggressive off-road look.
Yeah, totally. And we didn't talk a lot about the tires, but the tires are Goodyear Wrangler Duratrax, and they're 275/70 R18s,
yes,
which is basically turns into like a 33 diameter tire, which is, you know, really usable. I mean, once you increase the tire too much, like we can talk a little bit about the RHO, you know, you may lose a little bit of acceleration, maybe efficiency, right? So you have to balance it.
Yeah, that's right. And they fit in there really nice, and they have good on-road manners as well. So it's obviously a great off-road tire, but does a nice job on road too.
All right, and I guess we should look on the inside. Here from the back, they look very similar. Both of them have twin, dual exhaust systems coming out.
That's right, yeah, that comes with the SST, the Hurricane 3-liter twin turbos, all have the dual exhaust.
This has a little bit more tech. I can see like trailer camera outlets for the Rebel X that we're looking at right now.
Yeah, that's part of our tow group. And those are our trailer camera hookups there for wired install to a permit trailer.
Right. And let's talk about this because I think you guys introduced this a couple of years ago where you can actually create, you buy additional camera kit, right? Mm-hmm. And you can create like a surround view of the trailer as well, right?
Yeah, Trailer 360 is another feature that would plug into one of those. And that's where you have you install four cameras instead of just the rear facing one. And that same 360 camera view that you have on the screen in the truck, you would also be able to flip over and have that same 360 view over
inside the vehicle.
Yeah, that's really cool. And that just goes straight to the screen.
Sorry, we're being blinded by the sun right now. Let's walk around.
All right.
Let's walk around. Jen, do you want to come over here? Kind of want to show off some of the interior appointments here. And I'm looking at the payload, 1450. That's pretty good for a four-wheel drive truck with a lot of equipment.
Yeah, absolutely.
1450 pounds of payload. And I can already see, I mean, this interior is a step up, or several steps up, actually.
Yeah, so part of the Rebel X group is bringing in all of that Rebel Level 2 content. And so that's what's going to get you the 14.5-inch screen, which is best of class. We've got the 10.25-inch passenger screen on that side, the 12-inch driver display, heads-up display, the digital rearview mirror. When you combine it all, it's over 50 inches of digital display.
Yes.
And I know you might say, well, you know, that sounds distracting or that's too much or over the top, but it's really integrated in a way that's comfortable and usable. And I really like our portrait orientation center screen. I think it allows you to do multiple things at the same time. You're not constantly flipping through apps. And I've really come to appreciate the way that's set up.
And there's a special X touches, right? We see like the little X embroidery on the seats. We see some like an X badge on the center console.
Yeah, in Rebel in the past, we've had a lot of red accents, particularly on the sport seat version.
Yeah.
And then when you went into the leather versions, sometimes it went a little bit more all black leather. This was kind of supposed to be somewhere in the middle, right? You're getting all that luxury appointment, those fancy seats, but you're getting a little bit of that red stitching and red X to celebrate the 10th anniversary. There's also a really cool console badge in there that celebrates the 10th anniversary and is unique to Rebel X.
Yeah, but I see the technology steps up a little bit more. Well, first of all, you mentioned GT level package, mm-hmm. So the center console shifter.
Yeah, you're getting paddle shifters, shifters, the more bolstered sports seat.
And I can see, is this like lane keep assist, or does this have, or is this just the cruise control?
No, that is your L2.
Okay, level 2 assist.
Yeah, hands-free.
So it's not hands-off.
No, it has hands-free available.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. Yeah, I'm just kind of looking around. 14-inch display, like you said, and different drive modes. You know, you can select all that stuff.
Yeah.
And rear locking differential, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and like trail control.
Mm-hmm. Hill descent control.
Hill descent control and all those features are available. Pretty neat. What about pricing on the Rebel? Not just the X. What is
yeah,
the start?
Yeah, so the Rebel then puts you into the 60s.
Okay.
The Rebel X requires level 2, so you're going to option up to the more premium version of the Rebel. And then there's the Rebel X package on top of that. So the Rebel X is into the upper 60s. I believe this truck is around 69.
And then, of course, you mentioned suspension, right? So these are steel coils, but you could also get air on the Rebel.
Yeah, at one point back in the day, Rebel all came with air suspension. We know that there are people that want both, right? So we want to make it available either way. This is the raised ride height steel suspension. It is available with the four-corner air, which is a really nice feature when it comes to going all the way down into a start-stop mode that's more accessible, and then up into the off-road groups, which give you additional ground clearance.
Yeah.
But the thing I like most about them is their auto load leveling. So whether you're pulling a heavy trailer or whether you're just laden with a bunch of stuff in the bed, it's going to level that out for you and give you a nice even ride.
And also, if I remember correctly, there's a like aero mode, right, on the highway, higher speeds, just a little bit lower.
That's right. When you get above 55, it gives you about an inch of reduced ride height for a little bit
more
efficiency.
Efficiency gain right there.
That's right.
All right. Well, the star of the show.
Star of the show.
Is here next to us. In a very special color. I was talking to Nick Kappa about this too.
Yeah.
So this is the RHO. It's brand new for this year.
It's brand new for this year.
25.
This is the all new Ram 1500 RHO, and in my favorite color in the entire lineup, and that is forged blue. And I'm glad the sun's hitting it here. It looks really sharp with the sun, and I particularly like with the two-tone. The RHO has the black two-tone at the bottom, so you can really see the clear difference between black and that color. But it's tough. It's a tough color. It's a little bit deeper, a little more, a little darker than granite.
Uh-huh.
But it's got a little bit of a bluish green tint to
and
it.
And it also changes, right? If it's a little bit darker, it could be. The lights. I think the marker lights were on a little bit. Sorry about that. But I was going to say the color kind of changes depending on the light condition.
Yeah, right here in this front fascia piece where the sun's hitting it, it's real sharp.
Yeah, right here. That's really neat. So it's basically a wide body truck, right?
Special
suspension. So we're taking a few steps above where the Warlock and the Rebel were, right?
There's a big jump. And the Rebel is an incredible truck, particularly in the Rebel X configuration and all the luxury that comes with that. But this is a completely different animal, right? It's an 88-inch wide, unique steel, sheet metal, and 540 horsepower, high-output version of the Hurricane engine that it hauls. And this truck is tough, and it's nimble, and it's fun to drive, and it can do everything. So I'm excited to talk about it. This is fun.
Yeah, this is a lot of fun. And actually, you and I, we have a separate video coming out. We were actually in Johnson Valley also driving these trucks. You were in a different truck than me, but we enjoyed it. And I mean, TRX before it, right? There was a TRX. And looking at the RHO, it reminds me of the TRX a lot, quite a bit. You know, it's a kind of wide body fenders.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
It's a recognizable look for sure.
Yeah.
I think, though, it is unique, particularly because of the changes we made for the 2025 Ram 1500 in general. We brought in newer, sportier, narrower headlights. We widened the grille, made it tougher looking. We raised an all-new steel bumper.
Uh-huh.
And so it has a unique look. Still active air in the hood. Still, the pass through RAM, as much airflow as you can get into the grill, but it's its own thing, right? It's an RHO.
Yeah, and it's TRX is no longer in the lineup. I mean, this is what the lineup currently includes. So I just want to, I wanted to show the lineup as it is now. So Jen, let's pop the hood because we want to look at the hood scoop and the engine. You mentioned it's the high output version, and I was talking to some of the engineers on your guys' team. There's some hardware changes. It's not just turning up a software on the engine. It's actually a lot of the internals of the engine are actually different, right?
Yes, yeah.
And it allows it to make more power and 521 pound-feet of torque, too.
That's right.
Which is quite a lot. And because it's a different engine, the front end is a little bit lighter, right, than before?
That's right. We were able to take about 150 pounds off of the front end. And I'll tell you that you can feel that. You wouldn't think that would be a big change.
Yeah.
But the way that they've tuned this truck and the details that they've gone into with the suspension and where they've moved that weight, it's nimble and it's a noticeable difference. It's fun to drive.
Yeah, so a couple of details like you mentioned before. So let me kind of point this out. So obviously the hood scoop, a lot of people are familiar with. You have to have these amber lights, right, because of the width of the truck. And that's 88 inches, actually, not counting the overall mirror,
right?
Because there's different measurements in the industry. But then you could see it's fully functional, right? It's not just full looks, right?
That's right, into a very large air filter.
Yeah, so you can see this air filter right here on the passenger side. You can see this opening. There's a couple of, like, are those kind of drainage, like kind of debris, I think, outlets?
Yeah.
Maybe right there in the hood, different hood engine cover. Yeah, it's quite different under here.
Yeah, it is different, but it is a very fun engine to drive. And 540 horsepower, 521 pound-feet of torque, but it's still doing 0 to 60 in 4.6, still doing the quarter mile in like 13. Mm-hmm. I mean, this thing is still very hot.
Yeah, and the top speed, I think the way it was before is 118.
That's right, same.
And that's really tire limited.
That's right.
It's not limited by a lot of other factors, but these are 35s.
That's right.
Basically. Let's take a look at the tire really quick before we move on to other features. So this is another DuraTrack. It's a Territory AT in this case. And I'm trying to think, TFL Studios, we owned the original TRX, mm-hmm. 2021 model. And I believe it also had the ATs, Territory tires.
Yep.
And we put about 13,000 miles on that truck in about a year and a half. And we drag raced it against other vehicles at the strip. We towed trailers with it. And the tires were tough. I mean, they weren't wearing out too quickly.
Yeah.
The tire technology has made huge leaps, in my opinion.
Yeah, I totally agree. And just like we talked about with the Rebel, pretty good on-road manners. This truck feels nice as a daily driver. And I think that's another thing people can appreciate about the RHO, particularly with the price point, that this is a great daily. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit wider, sure.
Yeah.
and it can absolutely do some stuff you might not do every day, but it's a comfortable truck to drive.
Yeah, definitely. And driving it around already, I can tell you, I can concur. I mean, it really feels really planted and solid on the mm-hmm. road. Very, very comfortable. And that also thanks to the shock technology, right?
Yeah.
So the tires we talked about, it's actually pretty wide. It's one of the wider tires in the industry. Mm-hmm. It's a 325/65 R18.
Yeah, it really fills up that sheet metal, that width there, and looks tough. And as you tested out today, You can tuck those tires up in there. There's a lot of suspension travel. And, you know, 13 inches in the front, 14 inches suspension travel in the back. I saw you today. You had that for all 14 inches.
Yes.
You were using all of it.
But the wheels were on the ground still.
They were on the ground.
Yeah, I was trying to flex the truck out a little bit. It was really a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you were able to get right through that, which was great to see. And I think, you know, from being able to do that, but then also being able to daily drive, a lot of that comes from these Blackhawk suspension. So it's the Bilstein Blackhawk E2 suspension with remote reservoir, and the active damping is incredible, and it's responsive, particularly when you get into the drive modes. There are 9 drive modes in this truck. I know we spent a lot of time today on Baja mode, particularly in Baja mode. What they're able to do in the response times, what they're able to change based on the terrain, it makes it really fun to drive.
Sweet. Yeah, let's show the shocks in the back here, Jen. Let's show it. It's a little bit easier to see at the back tire.
Yeah, you can see that reservoir, which
even
I think
though,
looks
even
super
though
cool.
We're not flexing it right now, you can kind of see the shock. And I was at another event with you guys in Michigan, and I was talking to some of the development engineer team, and they talked about how the suspension is retuned. I mean, it's not like 2024 carryover,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
Because we talked about the different weight distribution of the RHO, but like they touched a lot of elements of it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, Peter was a great guy to talk to about it today. I mean, he gave all those details, but they went into the littlest bit of details on changing this to fit this truck, to fit this powertrain, to fit this weight distribution, and to fit the new RHO. And so it's impressive, and I think that's the reason why you feel that 150 pounds. Maybe we're not actually feeling 150.
Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe we're feeling some other changes.
Exactly. There's all those little things add up to make it a really nimble and fun ride.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, because I was talking to some engineers and they're saying, Well, they have a lot of history now, right? They had even development time before that, but also like 4 years on sale with a similar suspension system.
Yeah.
And similar, you know, transfer case and four-wheel drive systems. So there's a lot of learning, you know, that they could fine-tune different elements of it and actually get it really lively. And also tail happy, if you wanted to get tail happy.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah, sport mode, you get it to about a 75-25
rear bias. Yeah.
Which, you know, is from what you're trying to accomplish, it's getting you the power that you want into the rear in sport mode, and that's really fun. And in Baja mode, it's a little bit more centered, but it has that same aggressive shift points and that same sportiness, but it's also changing that suspension for really tearing it up off-road.
And then, so there's the base RHO starts at basically 70 grand, right?
That's right.
Plus destination, so that's about like 71 and change.
Yep.
But this is not it. We're looking at level one, you guys call it.
That's right. So without destination, MSRP is $69,995. And then level one group is the $99,995. So yeah, like you said, 70 and then a $10,000 for the level one group.
Yeah.
And that brings you a lot of that content. Same with the Rebel level two, but you're bringing in the 14.5-inch screen. You're bringing in the passenger screen.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Yeah, okay.
Let's get in. Can you open the front door? Yeah, let's check it out. Okay. Actually, Jen, do you want to sit in the front? And maybe, Brent, you could sit in the back.
Sure.
So we can discuss some of the features. I want to try to see if we could start this truck up. All right, here we go. It comes to life. Jen, do you want to jump in here? I can hold the camera while you're jumping in. We can close the doors. And somebody took the key out of it.
They're sitting on the windshield.
Oh, hold on. Hold on a second. All right, we're good. We're good. Okay, so actually Jen is behind the camera, and we've been kind of learning a lot of the features of this truck, and there's so much going on. We kept discovering some features as we were moving along.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. So I was just started telling, I think we already touched on a little bit of it with the Rebel, but there's lots of touchscreen space. There's lots of digital display, and that's all available here in the RHO level one. You can see the passenger screen on that side. Uh-huh. You can't see it. Andre, I can't see it right now.
I can't. I'm in the driver's seat.
Which allows you to do some things you wouldn't be able to on a traditional radio because of safety, right? We can't have the driver distracted. So, you know, when you're driving, you can't type. You can't search.
Right.
You can't look at your cameras for more than a few seconds. And so the passenger display allows you to go through some of those things without it turning off on you. And
monitor the cameras if the passenger wanted to monitor them.
That's right. They can monitor them whether you're off-roading or whether you're backing out of the driveway and want to check on the neighbor kids, right? It's all it's all very useful. But, you know, I like the nav version or the nav feature. You can, you know, put in a destination, search, type, find that, and then swipe it over to the large screen where then you can accept it if you would like it to go onto the big screen or reject it if, you know, you want to start a fight or something like that. So
there you
it's
go.
Kind of a funny of a funny feature. We also brought in with the aux switches. This is a small one, but I think it's going to be something that people get excited about. They have the ability, you know, to change or to choose your cycle. So when you're installing something into the aux switches, you're able to decide whether you want that to come on every time you start the truck, whether you want it to reset every time you start the truck, or whether you want it to be on permanent. Like you can select that, and I think that'll be nice whether you're doing, you know, airbags or whether you're doing, I guess it would be airbags on this truck, but whether you're doing some type of lights, right?
Yeah.
Something that you want different cycles for, you're able to choose that.
And that's kind of a customization,
yeah,
you know, ability to do that. Obviously, so this has a different transfer case. I mean, we talked a little bit about, you know, the split. It's kind of all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive all the time.
Yes.
Of course, you have four high and four low, and I tried four low today as well. So it's, you know, it's just like it would work in any other 4x4 truck. So, of course, you have launch control button is here.
Yeah.
So you mentioned 4.6 seconds, 0 to 60s.
Yeah. Launch control helps with that. It's still a very quick truck. You know, four-wheel low keep you in the low gears. that rear axle will work in the other four-wheel drive modes as well, and hill descent control, as well as the ability to turn off the auto start stop there. The arrow buttons above that take you through those 9 drive modes, including a valet mode. So there's 8 true drive modes, and then the 9th is valet.
Yeah, here's a little bit of that. Sorry. Yeah, thank you, Jen.
There's a cool little graphic that pops up once you
hold on,
go to each. When you go to rock, you have to switch into four-wheel.
Yeah, and the kind of truck is kind of preparing you for certain things as you're kind of going through. You kind of have to go faster to kind of show the variety. And there's also custom and auto. So if you don't want modes, like leave it in auto, right?
Auto's a great everyday, a great everyday mode, and you don't have to switch out of that. The custom one is fun because you can take the settings from all of the different drive modes and combine them into the way that you would like to perform. And so if you just really like the sport steering feel, you can put it in kind of the normal auto configuration and then add sport steering to your auto and have that tight feel all the time.
So I was just trying to check something out. I don't know, Jen, can you see this? So I went to the dash vehicle and then the dashboard settings. And I mean, it kind of dates back for me to like SRT pages, you know, in some of the performance vehicles.
Yeah.
But you have performance pages, race options, trailer tow pages. You know, a truck has to do everything, just one thing, but like, and
this truck still tows 8,500 pounds, still has over 1,500 pounds of payload. This truck is still very capable.
Yeah, it has those specs. But a lot of these pages are kind of fun to like just click through. For example, there's timers for quarter mile times, or this is one of the demo trucks we're sitting in now. So a lot of the data may not be, completely kind of make sense, but you can monitor gauges, G-forces, look at your kind of, I guess, throttle maps, power map.
Yeah, you get horsepower and torque there, as well as your RPMs at the bottom. And then this one will show you whether the rear locker's on, you know, what your four-wheel drive setting is,
and your steering angle. Yeah. So I love that. I always, when I look at the sit down inside of a truck, especially like a truck high performance like this, or maybe even a heavy duty, just talking about, you know, monitoring different parameters, having ability to customize it, and just using it in different use cases, you know, it's really fun.
Yeah, will you click drive modes? Oh,
okay.
There you go. Yeah, now the fun, here's the fun
stuff. Oh, we discovered activate launch control. Jen, are you ready? we are about to launch it into
some Joshua trees.
They're protected, aren't they?
I think they're protected.
No, no. So, drive modes, because we wanted to talk about customization a little bit, right?
Yeah. So if you hit that custom one there on the top right, and then you do custom setup, you can change those configurations to your liking.
Yeah. So, like for example, for me, I may leave the pedals on. Mm-hmm. It's kind of fun once in a while to play with the shift pedals. Transmission, I think in tow mode, it's a different thing. You know, if you're towing, you kind of want that. Stability control, suspension, and steering. I think I would play around with these more often. What would you think?
For me in particular, if it's my version of auto or the way I want to drive it every day, I'm going to go in here and just change steering to sport.
Okay.
Because I just like the feel of that.
Like the weight?
You can feel the difference. Yeah. But then, you know, obviously the suspension change in Baja is very, you can really feel that change when we're off-road. And I think you got to experience that today while we were out in the desert.
Yeah, definitely. Stability control, depending on your use case, right? You kind of want to just leave it alone. But if you're an enthusiast, if you're really like paying attention to what you're doing, you can kind of relax it a little bit, right? And make it a little bit different.
Yeah. So if you hit the back button and go to let's go to Baja
here,
then you can check out the Baja setup.
Yeah. So it kind of tells you, let's see. Yeah, we can see it. Kind of tells you what each setting is. I'm kind of curious about like snow. Yeah. Stability control changes, you know, all kinds of things start to change. There's also mud and sand. There's also rock crawl mode. And that also, it's asking me to four low.
Yeah.
Yeah, once again, different type of scenario. Tow haul mode. Yeah, suspension is in tow. And I think what it does, it kind of stiffens it up, right? You don't want, like, lateral movement, the trailer kind of swaying you around, which I've towed with the TRX many, many times. I haven't towed with this truck yet, but I think it should be, you know, pretty similar.
Yeah.
As far as that is concerned. And then we noticed this button. So Jen and I were driving the truck, and then we hit one of these buttons on the door, and the massage seat came on.
Right. Nice surprise.
So we kept discovering different features. So you can select it for the back or the bottom, and you can kind of go high, medium, low, different kind of. So that's kind of nice in an off-road truck.
Yeah, and it's very accessible. It's a quick, easy button on the door. There's a few different options for how you want it to function. It's quiet. It's comfortable. It's a cool addition to the Level 1 group. The Level 1 group's also bringing in dual wireless charging, which is class exclusive.
It's right here.
To this truck. So two phones being charged at the same time. You know, every year, less and less cords, right? And more of the wireless streaming to the screen, the more you want to be able to charge without plugging in.
Yep,
I've And then tried this that. Level 1 group also brings in the hands-free driving system.
Yeah, also with the monitor, right? I'm noticing this kind of additional
sensor.
Yeah,
so that's what's watching your eyes to make sure you're checking out the road. It's really just a safety feature. If you're looking around for more than 5 or so seconds, not paying attention to what you're doing, it's going to make you bring your eyes back to the road, but it doesn't require any engagement. And it gives you nice feedback. The seat will vibrate a little bit. It'll give you some warning signals on the screen. But as long as your eyes go back to the road in a reasonable amount of time, you know, it doesn't stop you from continuing with hands-free mode.
Yeah, I gotcha. And also that it's capacitive steering wheel, right?
That's
so
right.
It will, similar to the Rebel X, I guess, we looked at.
That really comes into play with L2. So there's L2 and there's L2 Plus. L2 Plus is when your hand's free.
Completely,
but with L2,
off.
I really like the way our truck integrates L2 because of that haptic steering wheel, where all it requires is a little touch. On some of the other systems, you actually have to give the steering wheel some feedback, and that's usually kind of unsafe, right? Not want to say unsafe, but it's kind of the opposite of what you're, you know, expecting to have to do to tell the truck that you want to stay in the center of the lane. And so being able to just touch the steering wheel and for it to continue on is a nice feature.
I do like that feature because, I mean, I've used every semi-autonomous feature, I think, on the market as far as pickup trucks are concerned. And, you know, when I have to go like this,
yeah,
I mean, you're kind of bothering your passengers too, because your passengers are wondering, why is the truck slightly shifting, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so just having your hands on the steering wheel, I think that helps it quite a bit. So that's a nice feature, and quite unique, actually, because you're combining off-road performance, you know, powerful engine, and also all this tech all into one.
Yeah, the Level 1 group is bringing in this luxury content. And, you know, like we talked about earlier, it's a similar customer, this same guy that wants some of this off-road content, that wants to be able to do and go wherever he wants in the truck, is also going to want a lot of that tech.
And then the back seat, we're not done yet. I mean, you have slightly reclining seats, right?
You
want
to
demonstrate that?
Yes, the slouch seat is nice. So the back of these seats goes all the way up to the cab. So you might say, how would you be able to recline your seat? But it actually slouches forward. We call it the slouch seat and gives you a lot of space. I'm 6'3", 6'4", fit in the back seat just fine, even the reclined position. There's a lot of space back here, as well as 4 USBs, heated and cooled seats for your back
seat
passengers.
Too?
That's right.
Okay.
And a 110 volt outlet. So a lot of space and a lot of comfort. There's also a cool thing I would have liked to have taken better advantage of today when we were in the desert, and that the MOLLE strips on the back of the seat.
Yeah.
Our stuff was flying around everywhere. We were off-roading today. It would have been very nice to hook our bags to the back of the seat and used that feature to keep everything from rolling around while we were out tearing it up.
I like the little rhino on the logo as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, brings it a nice touch. Something fun, right?
It is fun. You know, it was something similar with the TRX. You know, we never actually talked about T-Rex, right? It was just, that was the thing. And so with the RHO, it's fun to have something like that with it.
Like a mascot,
yeah,
so
like
to speak.
Mascot.
Yeah, just a little mascot.
And it's a really sharp badging.
Yeah.
A lot of cool metrics and your VIN there.
Well, how about this? Let's finish up this podcast. Let's step outside again. I think the sun is mostly not in our eyes anymore.
Okay.
Because I want to ask you about the future a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Let's do this. Let's step outside. So I know a lot of things are changing. You know, you cannot speak maybe to everything, but But tell me at least a couple things. First of all, like electrification, mm-hmm. and where is Ram going with this?
Yeah, yeah. So we talked about the sport truck lineup being a big piece of the Ram truck lineup going forward. And the other two pieces of that are the core lineup, which we already talked about as well. And the third one is the EV lineup. And coming in 2025, we have the Ram 1500 REV. It's going to have 350 miles of range, which is comparable to, you know, a gas truck with normal size fuel tank. Sure. Uh-huh. But we're also going to have the Ram 1500 Ram Charger. And I think that's going to be a great answer for a lot of people. When we talked to truck customers, when we started developing Stellaframe, what the REV and the Ram Charger are going to be built off of, you know, we knew that there's going to be some, I don't want to say consternation, but there's going to be like some, you know, question, like whether that's for them or not. A lot of truck customers need a truck for work and for whatever they're trying to accomplish. And EV traditionally wasn't necessarily the answer for that. So we said, what does your truck need to do for you guys to consider EV? And what they said was, it has to be just as capable as my ICE truck. Our Stellaframe trucks are going to have 14,000 pounds of towing and 2,700 pounds of payload. So best of class, better than ICE.
That's
right?
Almost heavy duty territory.
Yeah, it's almost heavy duty territory. Yeah. All right, so we checked that box. All right, okay. So from a capability standpoint, we're there, where you're good. The next one was range. And we all know that that's the biggest piece. These are big trucks. They're going to require pretty large batteries, and they're going to need additional range, particularly for when they're laden, for when they're towing, because we know those ranges shrink the second you start doing that. And so 350 miles as our standard range battery was important to us to get to that benchmark. That helps people with from an EV standpoint. The Ram Charger is going to allow you up to 145 miles of range all electric,
okay,
without using the generator or using anything else. I think most people will use that daily, whether that's for work or whether that's just their commute or whether that's taking the family around town, be able to come home, charge in their level 2 charger at night and do that every day and never fill up.
Right.
And 145 is all they need. But when they need to hook up to the trailer, when they need to load down, when it's cold and we know that the range is
going
to get cross
country maybe.
Yeah, or you're going cross country, or you're taking the boat up north or whatever it is that you're doing that you use your truck for, you're going to be able to treat that like a normal trip with an ICE truck. You don't have to plan charging time. You don't have to stop. You don't have to get in line at the charger. You don't have to try to pull a trailer awkwardly up to the charging station. You can just fill up at the gas station like you always do, and that generator will be there to continue to charge the battery for you. And so it truly is flexible to the point that truck customers will want to use it. And then my favorite part is that when you're in that max range mode in Ram Charger mode, you have 690 miles of range. So that's more than more than anything we have now, right? Yeah. And so it's bringing a lot of value. And the best part is it drives like an EV. EVs are fun to drive. We're talking about nearly Hellcat power, right? With tons of torque,
right?
Super fast. Like they're performance vehicles. They're incredible to drive. And so the fact that the Ram Charger will drive like that all the time, regardless of the range needed or what you're hooked up to, is really exciting.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to experience it. And you said, like, what, first half of next year earlier parts of next year?
That's right.
So I cannot wait for that. Obviously, you haven't announced pricing or anything, have you?
No, we haven't announced
on those other trucks. Okay. Yeah, I mean, my wife has a 2014 little commuter car, BMW i3 with a range extender.
Mm-hmm.
So personally, my wife and I, we're really familiar with this concept.
Yeah.
Her daily commute is about 55 miles, which is that little car can perfectly do, but she can also take a slightly longer trip.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of makes a lot of sense. Although, of course, there's always people to say, you know, you're adding complication, you know, you're adding a lot of components.
Yeah.
It just depends on your use case, right?
It does, and that's interesting. But this truck will have no connection from the generator or the engine to the drivetrain. It is a fully electric driving truck.
It's solely a generator.
All that 3.6 V6 engine is doing is charging the battery, and it's going to do it in a really slick way to where you won't even notice that it's in there. It doesn't have to rev. It's not going to have hard miles. It doesn't have to do any of that, right? It's coming on when you get going and you won't even know it's there.
Cool. I don't know. I just want to ask you, because I think a lot of people want to know, if we can kind of step over here. Can you mention anything about the heavy duty trucks, the 25s?
Yeah. Well, I think you got to see the pictures.
Okay.
So
we did have some glimpses of them.
Yeah. So you got to see the pictures. That's coming very soon. And so we're all very excited about that. I can't talk a ton of details other than it is open for order. So you can go to your Ram dealership and look through the order form and put an order in for one of those. Pricing is out on those trucks, so those details are available. But as far as the reveal or any of the exciting stuff for us to talk
about,
we need a few more weeks.
Okay, gotcha. And also, there's a big conversation about, you know, we're looking at the light duty lineup, right? Mm-hmm. 1500s here and V8 engines. Do you see V8 engines coming back into this space, or can you talk about anything as far as that is concerned?
Yeah, I can't really talk about, you know, future plans, but I just, you know, we're always thinking about those things. And I really think that this straight six turbo, this Hurricane engine, is a fantastic replacement. And the feedback we're getting on people who are able to drive this, true linear power, it feels great when you get into it. It's got the power, it's got the torque, and I think they'll be really impressed with the drive. And so I just encourage you to try it out, because I think you'll really like it.
Yeah, I mean, I can concur. We're looking at the standard output engines here in the Warlock and the Rebel. Like you said, linear power, love it. High output power, love it.
Yeah.
It's just some people say, you know, there's some sort of an auditory, or, you know, the old school V8 sounds.
Yeah.
Or kind of the rumble or the shake of it.
Yeah.
This engine is so good, it almost has no vibrations.
Yeah, no, it's
but
very
traditional,
quiet.
Traditional guys are like, I want my truck to shake and, you know, and yeah. Let me know that's the, you know, there's something going
on.
And
I know there. And I understand it too, and I totally get where they're coming from.
Yeah.
I think when you drive this and you realize that when you get into it, it's not shifting down and creating that anyway, right? Because it just kind of goes.
Yeah.
That you don't miss it as much, right? If it was shifting the same and digging down
or hunting for gears and roaring,
you'd be like, oh, I wish that it still did that. But the way this thing just goes when you press the pedal, it kind of you don't need that anymore.
It's torque rich.
That's right.
There's two twin turbochargers in all of these engines.
Yeah.
And really, you have that low end torque,
right?
And we've showed it already. I mean, we've done several real world tests, but I haven't tested this truck thoroughly, but I will very soon.
Yeah.
Jen and I are taking it cross country. We're driving it on a road trip. We're going to do some off-roading with it, and I'm going to tow with this truck.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Thank you for your time. I know we took quite a lot of your time.
No, this is great.
I think we learned a lot about all these trucks and what's coming up. So I really thank you for joining us. And we'll see you next week at TFL Talking Trucks podcast. And oldtfl.com is where you will see and hear everything automotive in one place. So thanks.
Picture this, you're in the garage, hands covered in grease, just finished tuning up your engine with a part you found on eBay, and you realize, you know what? I could also use new brakes. So where do you go next? Back to eBay. You can find anything there. It's unreal. Wipers, headlights, even cold air intakes, it's all there. And you've got eBay Guaranteed Fit. You order a part, and if it doesn't fit, send it back. Simple as that. Look, DIY fixes can be major. Doesn't matter if it's just maintenance or a major mod. You got it. Especially when things are guaranteed to fit. So when you dive into your next car project, start with eBay. All the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.